Welcome to the Crosslands Church podcast. Our mission, to help you experience the life with God you've been missing. And now, a message for you.
There was a young man. He was in the nobility. His name was Daniel. And his homeland, Jerusalem and Judah, had been besieged and conquered by the Babylonian Empire. He was taken captive and exiled to Babylon along with his friends, Hananiah, something another, and something another. We know them better as Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They're Babylonian names. They were living as strangers in a strange land. But because of their intelligence and their acumen, they were accepted into the elite class of wise men and trained in the arts and sciences and culture, pagan nation. Now there was a storm brewing in the palace. You see, the king was having dreams, and he couldn't sleep. In fact, it was the same dream over and over again. And he couldn't shake the image from his head. Now, you got to understand, this wasn't just any king, okay? He was King Nebuchadnezzar, bless you, of Babylon, a great super who conquered nation after nation in his conquest. He was a king of kings. See, there's something that you need to know about this kind of king. What he wants is what he gets. And so Nebuchadnezzar called the wise men, the magician, told them he needed their help to interpret the dream. "Yes, sire, tell us the dream, and we will tell you what it means." The king said, No, you will first tell me what the dream is, and then you will tell me what it means. And if you don't, I will tear you limb from limb and reduce your homes to rubble." "Sire, yes, of course. Tell us the dream and we'll tell you what it means." "No, king, no. Now I know how this works. I tell you the dream, you're just going to sell me some hippy-dippy baloney story and I'll never know if it's right or not. No, you're going to tell me first what the dream is, and then you're going to tell me what it means, and then I'll know that I can trust you, and I can trust interpretation." Well, after a brief pause and some worried glances, they responded, "Your Majesty, nobody can do what you ask. You're asking for the impossible. You could do such a thing, and there's no one here like that." And in a fit of rage, the king slammed his fist on his throne, and the echo of his voice could be throughout the palace. "Execute them all now!" And it was in that moment that Daniel's friends were marked for death. The blade of the executioner's sword was coming for their necks. Well, on that happy note, let me welcome you to Crosslands Church. I just got a couple of things that I need to let you know about before we dig into the rest of the message this morning. The first one is we have this website called crosslands.live, and it's all the tools that you need for our service today. You can go on there and you can get some message notes for the message today. There's a Get Connected form. If you want to get connected with one of the here, just fill out that form on your phone. You can do it right now as I'm talking. I don't mind. And we'll get an email, and then we'll connect with you. For our email list, there's a bunch of stuff on there. You can give right from crosslands.live. You can give online, but also all of our other giving options are on the screen on that there for you. You know, I want to let you know about something. Talking about giving, I need to thank you for all the chocolate donations that came in for our Halloween event. It was great to see Mariah's office get piled high with chocolate. I promise you, we kept it for the kids, okay? We had a great Halloween event. We had over 60 people come through there. Best year yet, okay? Best year yet. This is growing, yes. This is gaining momentum. But you know what's awesome is that we had a follow-up event to that last week. It was an anxiety and depression seminar. We had it next door. The room was full. Here's the cool thing. Okay, there were people that came to the Halloween event from our community, and then they came to the anxiety and depression seminar, and they heard news about Jesus. Yeah, come on. That's good stuff. That's good stuff. And so we wanted to let you know about that. We're thrilled with what's going. And you know what? Pastor Mariah led both those events. You know what? She did a great job. And when you see her today, give her a hug and say, thank you, Mariah. You're doing awesome. Can you do that for me today? Yeah, let's do that. Let's do that. Text messages. If you have a relevant question today, as we're preaching, as I'm preaching, you're not going to preach, I'm going to preach, you can just text me, and hopefully, so I'm going to try to get some time here at the end, and we'll answer a couple of questions, okay? Back into the message. I'm wondering if you, at all, our society is changing so quickly, and sometimes I just feel like things are out of control. We have this culture that is so permissive that anything goes. You know, the church last year, we didn't get government funds to run our children's camp because we wouldn't sign an attestation in support of abortion. Yeah. There are other nations in the world who are issuing travel advisories. They're saying, when you go to Canada, don't smoke the weed. Right? This is where we are today. And this is just Canada. You add the issues of our closest neighbor to the list, and it gets even hairier. Rampant racist, sexual abuse, gun violence. Now let's throw technology and social media into the mix. Isolation, disconnectedness, revenge porn, privacy breach, fake news. Sometimes it feels like the walls are closing in. We are being besieged by issues, ideas, and values that are in opposition to God. The question is, what do we do? What's our response? How are we supposed to make sense of this world that we find ourselves in? I want to jump back to a story found in Daniel. And this is specifically Daniel chapter 2. Now, I don't have time to cover all the details today, so please take some time to read chapter 2 this week. There's a lot more in there that I think you'll get out of the story. I believe that Daniel's response to the situation he found himself is helping today. So, we're back at the palace. The commander of the royal guard, he started planning for the execution. And Daniel came aside, and with wisdom and discretion, he asked, why is the king doing this all of a sudden? You get the sense that Daniel wasn't there for that big meeting with the king. He wasn't there. And chances are, he's heard a lot of rumors. He's heard a lot of things floating around the palace. And what does he do? He wants to know exactly what's going on. He asks a question. Folks, we live in the age of the internet where the amount that's available to us is staggering. Everything is just one Google search away. And yet, at the same time, we live what? We live in the era of fake news, alternative facts. Church, we need to ask more questions. Let's stop jumping to conclusions based on clever videos and one post on Facebook. Okay? Let's be wise, curious. Let's ask more questions. Now, once Daniel got the information he needed from the commander, he called together Ananias, something or another, and said, we need to pray. If you were facing death sentence, what would you do? What would your first response be? You notice what Daniel didn't do. He didn't grab all his stuff and run for it. He didn't buy a sword and vow to take out as many guards as he could in a blaze of glory, like all those cool movies. What did he do? He prayed. Why? Because Daniel knew that God is in control of who is in control. When we understand that God is in control, there is always reason to hope. There is always a chance that things will change. Let's not underestimate the value and the power of prayer. You see, the one who is in control, who has the power to change your circumstance, he's on the other end of that prayer, like a 911 dispatcher who can dispatch the help that you need. Society changes around us, the more that we're going to have to pray and put our trust in God. God is in control of who is in control. This is our theme for the day. I want you to take out a pen. I want you to write this down. I want you to take out your phone and make a note. I want you to say it in your head. I want you to repeat it 20 times. I want you to repeat it all week long. God is in control of who is in control. It's a great line. And the reason I can say that is because I didn't come up with it. I borrowed this from Larry Oster in the Thriving in Babylon video series. And we're making this video series available to all of you to go deeper into these messages. We've only got like 25, 30 minutes to really cover this material. And we want to see people gather together in homes, watch videos, discuss it, and pray together. And go deeper into this content. Really apply it to your lives. And so we're encouraging you to do that. All you have to do, it's like a party. It's like a dinner party. Just invite some friends over. Watch some videos. And then you talk and you pray, okay? If you want to do that, sign up live. We'll get you the video access and discussion questions, okay? It must have been the longest night of his life. Minutes feeling like hours as Daniel and his friends fell to their knees and pleaded to God for mercy. Solve the mystery and save them from the wrath of the king. And then it happened. That very night, God dispatched a revelation, saw the dream, and the mystery was solved. And Daniel praised God, saying, "Praise the name of God forever and ever, for he has all wisdom. He controls the course of world events. He removes kings and sets up other kings." Daniel hurried back to the commander, who had been put in charge of the execution. He said, "Call off the execution. Take me to the king, and I'll interpret his dream." The commander didn't lose a minute. He ran to the king, bringing Daniel with him, and said, "I found a man from the exiles of Judah who can interpret the king's dream." The king asked Daniel, "Sure you can do this? Tell me the dream I had and then interpret it for me." And Daniel answered the king, "No mere human can solve the king's mystery. I don't care who it is. No wise man, enchanter, magician, diviner. But there is a God in heaven who solves mysteries, and he has solved this one." You see, Daniel gave God all the credit. The commander, he was quick to take the credit for finding an interpreter. But Daniel, in his humility, was careful to give the credit to God. Church, we have to be humble enough and courageous enough to identify when God is at work. More and more, I believe, in our post-Christian culture, God is going to do things that are powerful and even supernatural to reveal himself, and we have to be humble enough to say, "That wasn't me, that was God. That was God." So, what was this dream? There was a huge statue. This is what I looked like before I got married. Actually, it's not true. I never looked that good. So there was this huge statue, and if you see, there was a gold. A chest and arms of silver, midriff and thighs of bronze, legs of iron, and then feet of iron and clay. And then Daniel said, "And then a rock cut out of a mountain, not by human hands, falls and smashes the feet of the statue. And the statue was crushed and ground to dust, and the dust blown away by the wind. And then that rock grows to a great mountain that covers the whole earth." And then Daniel, he provided the interpretation. He said, "Each part of the statue represents a world empire." And Daniel says, "These are the empires that will rule the world." See, that the head of gold is it's Babylon. And Daniel tells the king, his Babylonian empire will give way to the Persian empire, which will give way to the Greek empire. People have heard of Alexander the Great. That's this empire, which gives way to a fourth unnamed empire, which we know today. Now, in case you're reading Daniel chapter 2 this week, I want you to know that Persia and Greece are not named in chapter 2. They're named in chapter 8. Just for clarity there. But nevertheless, God predicts through Daniel in detail the future of the empires over 600 years of history. It's just a 600 years of history. It's mind-boggling. It's impossible. The prediction is so accurate that scholars just find it too hard to believe, and they just simply dismiss it as all just a fabrication. But we know who's in control, right? Romans 13:1 says, "For all authority comes from God, and those in positions of authority have been placed there by God." You see, each empire was assigned a beginning and an end by God. I want you to say with me, God is in control of who? Can you say it? God is in control of who is in control. I want you to know something today. God is in control of our world leader. Justin Trudeau may be our prime minister, but God is in control. Trump may be president of the free world, but God is in control. There are some who are concerned that China will rise to be the next great empire in the world. And you know what? If they do, it's okay. Why? Because God is in control. Now, you might be hearing going, whoa, 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 wait. How can you say that that's okay? Don't you know that China, they have a human, they're terrible human rights. They oppress pastors and churches and put pastors in prison. How can you say that that's okay? And see, and on the one hand, you're absolutely right. It's not okay. It'll never be okay. It's not just. It's not fair. It's not right. But on the other hand, our perspective. Sometimes we get lost in the micro things of the world, and we forget to see things in the macro, right? We view life, how do we view life? In this little narrow box that ends at our feet. And all we see is what happens to me and how things. But God, he sees things in 600 years at a time. He sees things in the crow. No one looks at a 10-year-old child and grumbles because they're not alive. Oh, why aren't you driving yet? Right? No one does that. Why? Because we understand at least 16 years old. The time is not right. And instead, we look at the potential and the possibility. They'll be able to drive, and we won't have to drive them to soccer practice 3 times a week. The future is bright. Sometimes in these things, we need a macro perspective. We need a broader perspective. We step back and trust that even though we don't see where things are heading, God does, and he is in control. It's a cool thing. God has a plan to make this world right again. So yeah, China might come to world power, but God has a plan to make this world right again. And God leaked a little part of that in the king's dream. So you know that rock that smashes all the kingdoms of the world into dust and becomes a mountain that covers that world? That rock is Jesus. And one day, when the time is right, Jesus will bring the kingdoms of this world, and the kingdom of Jesus will cover the world. And he will be the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And the government will rest his shoulders. And what will he be called? Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. We know that to be, but that's a scripture of our future with God, our future with Jesus. And this is our hope. America might be in power today, China might be in power tomorrow, but in the end, Jesus will reign supreme. Yes, come on. Let's hear a few more amens. This is our hope. You don't have to be quiet with me. This is our hope. During the darkest of days, we look to the glory we have with Jesus and know that all things will be made new. Back in the throne room, he's revealing the dream, and the king falls on his face before him in awe and says, "Your God is beyond question, the God of all God, master of all kings." And then in that one short moment, Daniel and his friends went from death to destiny. You see, the king appointed Daniel to be the governor of the province of Babylon and chief of all the wise men. And Shadrach, Meshach, and they were given administrative posts throughout Babylon. Now, you remember Romans 13:1? All authority comes from God. Here's my question. So who made Daniel the governor of Babylon? God, yes. God. Sure, King Nebuchadnezzar is the ruler of the empire. But now God has his man in place. A man who will give godly counsel and make godly decisions. Is in control of who is in control. And in the when you step back and you see the end of the story, you see from, that from the very beginning, God was in control. It was God that gave the king the dream. It was God that gave Daniel the interpretation. God placed Daniel in a position of authority so that he had on the inside to govern with godliness. And all of this was possible because Daniel partnered with God by putting his trust in him and acting wisely with humility. God is in control. Let us put our trust in and act wisely with humility. Now, I think I've got one, at least one text message. Oh boy, this is a hard one. So, not grumbling when a 10-year-old can't drive. Okay, didn't Jesus curse a fig tree for not producing fruit out of... Yes, he did. You know what? I don't want to just make up something on the spot. I'm going to give this one some thought, and I'm going to post it to Facebook for everyone. Because the question of the fig tree, that's a very difficult passage. And I'm not as smart as Fred. So, but some time, I don't want to just make up something on the spot to impress you, okay? I'm going to give it some time, I'm going to give it some thought, and we're going to Facebook, and so you can all see it, okay? Is that fair? That's a great question that you're all thinking. I want you to stand with me this morning. And we have some time, so you know what I want to do? Because I'm the worship pastor and I can do this, I want the worship team to come back. And I want us to go out today singing. Right now, yeah, come on up right now. I know. I want us to leave here singing Do It Again. I wasn't sure if I was going to have time, so I kind of left this out of my notes, but here's the thing. So God deals in the macro. And he orders the course of world events 600 years at a time. But you know what? God is also concerned with the micro. He is concerned with your life. He is concerned with your well-being. And we saw that in the story of Daniel. Daniel prayed and prayed to God. And God rescued him and delivered him from that impossible situation. And God will do the same thing for you. He loves you. He cares for you. And so we rely on the faithfulness of God. If you're here today, and this is all brand new, and you're going, I want to be part of that kingdom of Jesus when he comes. I want to be part of his rule, of his reign. What do I do? It's as simple as ABC. First, A, you admit. You admit your need for God. B, you believe that Jesus is Lord and that he rose from the dead. And C, you commit your life to him. And if you're here today and you've made that decision, I encourage you on crosslands.live, you take out your phone, punch it into your browser, and on the Get Connected form, just let us know, I've decided Jesus today, and we would love to get in touch with you and help you on your journey.
You've been listening to the Crosslands Church podcast. Be sure to subscribe on iTunes or the Google Play Store so that it comes straight to your device. And to find out more about Crosslands Church, you can visit us at crosslands.ca. Join us next week for another message to help you experience the life with God you've been missing.